Well, more postseason award announcements yesterday. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its All-State Girls Basketball teams for the 2015-16 school year. Class 1A, Maddie Sorensen of Adair Casey was named a first-team All-State selection. The sophomore helped to lead her team. Also, second-team picks include Callie Calfee of Bedford and Kelsey Shields of Mount Air. Third-teamers include Sophia Peppers of Exira EHK, the sophomore helping to lead her team back to the state tournament. The 1A Coach of the Year, Nate Sanderson from Springville. In Class 2A, several area performers were among the third-team selections, Alyssa Carley and Paige Beacom, both of St. Albert, Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning, Madeline Ditchler of Trainer, and Kenzie Kennard of Logan Magnolia all were third-team selections. Jay Schutman of Unity Christian was the 2A Coach of the Year. Class 3A, a second-team pick was Logan Ehlers of Shenandoah. Also, Robert Maskey of Pocahontas Area is the 3A Coach of the Year. In Class 4A, Taylor Frederick of Harlan was named as a first-team All-State selection. Her teammate, Jordan Moser, was named a second-teamer, along with Megan Holt of Lewis Central. The Class 4A Girls Coach of the Year is Kurt Clausen of Mason City. Clausen, a former Atlantic Girls head basketball coach. And in Class 5A, the Coach of the Year was Scott DeYoung of Ankeny Centennial. Also in college men's basketball news, Oklahoma's Buddy Hield and Michigan State's Denzel Valentine, who have emerged as the two leading candidates to win the U.S. Basketball Writers Association's Oscar Robertson Trophy for National Player of the Year, headline the 2015-16 U.S. BWA Men's All-American team. Hield and Valentine earlier were named District Players of the Year. The group will announce its Oscar Robertson Trophy winner as the National Player of the Year at the men's NCAA Final Four in Houston at a press conference on Friday, April 1st. Among the first team selections, Hield and Valentine are joined by Malcolm Brogdon of Virginia, Bryce Johnson of North Carolina, and Ben Simmons of LSU. The first team boasts four seniors in addition to Simmons, who's a freshman. The last time as many as four seniors appeared in the All-America first team was the 05-06 season. Also, other players named to the second team All-America squad include Chris Duncan of Providence, Jacob Podol of Utah, Tyler Ulis of Kentucky, and a couple of players from the state of Iowa. George Niang, the 6'8" senior from Iowa State, is the fifth Iowa State player to be named as a U.S. BWA All-American. And Jared Utoff of Iowa, the 6'9" senior, was the first ever U.S. BWA All-American selection from the Hawkeyes. A Florida Gulf Coast and Wichita State are the play-in winners on the first night of the first four portion of the NCAA basketball tournament. Mark Eddie Norelia scored 20 points, and Florida Gulf Coast coasted to a 96-65 win over an overmatched Fairleigh Dickinson team in Dayton. The Eagles now move on to play top-seeded North Carolina in an East regional game on Thursday. In the nightcap, Wichita State eliminated Vanderbilt 70-50. Fred Van Vliet and Ron Baker each had 14 for the Shockers. Wichita State moves on to play Arizona on Thursday. The second half of the Dayton game set for tonight. Holy Cross will play Southern, followed by Michigan against Tulsa. Now, the once dominant NIT began with nine games at campus locations last night as Lamonis Shektavius scored a career-high 30 points on 15 out of 16 shooting. Sindarius Thornwell added 20 points, and shorthanded South Carolina cruised past High Point 88-66 to move into the second round of the NIT. South Carolina coach Frank Martin had suspended five backup players for conduct issues. The Gamecocks didn't miss a beat, though, as they went up by 18 through the first 11 minutes. Other first-round NIT winners last night were St. Mary's, San Diego State, Washington, Florida State, Creighton, Valparaiso, Florida, and Ohio State. The NIT tournament will conclude on March 31st at Madison Square Garden. Former Michigan State basketball star Mateen Cleaves is facing charges after a woman says she was held against her will in a motel room and sexually assaulted. Wayne County prosecutor Kim Worthy says the 39-year-old Cleaves was charged with criminal sexual conduct, sexual assault, and unlawful imprisonment. Cleaves led Michigan State to the NCAA championship in 2000 and played in the NBA. In NFL news, Arizona has acquired linebacker defensive end Chandler Jones from New England for guard Jonathan Cooper and a second-round draft pick. Jones has 12.5 sacks last season, ranking fifth in the NFL. He's expected to fill the Cardinals' big need for an edge pass rusher. Cooper was Arizona's first-round pick in 2013, but was injured in his rookie season and has not reached expectations. Pac-Man Jones somehow continues to work in the NFL. He signed a new 3-year contract with Cincinnati. Jones was Cincinnati's top cornerback in a 12-4 season, which ended with a playoff loss to Pittsburgh. You might remember Jones' personal foul for shoving an official helped the Steelers' winning field goal get set up in the closing seconds last year. Seattle has agreed to a $6.25 million 2-year contract with Jamarcus Webb. Webb started all 16 games last season for Oakland as a guard, but has played tackle in the past and could be an option for Seattle at that position. The agent for Will Blackman says the cornerback has re-signed with the Washington Redskins on a 2-year deal. Peter J. Schaefer confirmed multiple reports about Blackman's signing in an email to the Associated Press. The Patriots have re-signed defensive back Nate Ebner, an unrestricted free agent who appeared in 15 games last season. The 27-year-old has spent the past 4 seasons in New England after being selected 197th overall in the 2012 NFL Draft. Denver has matched the Miami Dolphins' front-loaded 4-year, $18 million offer to running back C.J. Anderson. Anderson ran for 720 yards and 5 touchdowns last season. He had 90 yards and a touchdown on 23 carries in the Super Bowl. Free agent wide receiver Mike Wallace has signed a 2-year contract with the Baltimore Ravens. Released by the Vikings on March 8th, the 29-year-old Wallace joins his third team in as many seasons. In baseball news, Adam LaRoche has told the Chicago White Sox that he intends to retire, leaving $13 million on the table. The 36-year-old signed a 2-year deal for $25 million with the White Sox a year ago, but he struggled last season, hitting just .207 with 12 homers. Over his career, he had a .260 batting average and 255 home runs. In 2010 and 12, LaRoche drove in 100 runs and hit a career-high 33 home runs. LaRoche has been asked to reconsider his plans, but White Sox brass don't seem to be too optimistic. Rockies veteran utility infielder Daniel Descalso will be out several weeks with a broken bone in his non-throwing hand. Descalso was hurt Friday when he was hit on the left hand by a pitch from Cleveland's Tom Gorzolani. Descalso had played some shortstop with the Rockies this spring, looking to replace Jose Reyes, who's on paid leave while he faces domestic violence charges. And in golf news, 4-time Masters champion Arnold Palmer will be on the first tee to help start the Masters this year, but he won't have his golf clubs with him. Every year since 2007, he's hit a ceremonial tee shot to start the Masters. He was joined in 2010 by Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player in 2012. This year, the 86-year-old Palmer says he won't be taking part because he just can't hit the driver the way he would like. Nicklaus and Player will continue in the role this year with Arnie watching on the sidelines. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.